That night after the game, Ben, Sasha, and their parents were going to watch a movie on DVD. Just before they started, Ben's dad said,
"I saw that last pass of yours today.
Sloppy. You need to work on your passing speed if you're going to make the championships, buddy."
"Yeah, Dad. I guess I lost focus for a second,"
said Ben.
"I guess so, too. Anyway, I'm glad you've stopped going to drama club. What a waste of time."
Sasha made a face and rolled her eyes.
"Dad, can we forget about Ben's acting now and just watch the movie?"
she said.
"Actually, I don't feel like watching anything tonight,"
said Ben. He put his apple and glass of milk down on the table and got up to leave the room.
"Ben, honey, stay. We can talk about this tomorrow,"
said his mom. She looked worried.
"Mom, I'm tired. I just want to go to bed,"
said Ben. He went up to his room and lay on his bed.
"Dad was so mean tonight,"
he thought.
"Why can't he accept I like basketball and acting? He doesn't even try to understand me. Nobody here understands me. I have to get away from this house. I can't stand it anymore."
He quickly threw some clothes and his cell phone into a bag and grabbed his Camp Pine sleeping bag. Then he opened his bedroom window and climbed out. It was cold outside, and dark clouds were gathering in the sky. It was too late to go to Jay or Tom's house, so he decided to head for the park. When he got there, big drops of rain were starting to fall. He ran to a small hut where the gardeners left their things. Luckily, it was unlocked, and he went inside. The rain was falling heavily now. Ben spread out his sleeping bag on the floor and quickly fell asleep. The next morning when Ben woke up, it was a clear, bright day.
"Where am I?"
he thought. He suddenly remembered the night before. Leaving home had seemed like a good idea at the time.
"What am I going to do now?"
he thought. He looked at his phone. It was dead. He hadn't charged it before leaving home. He decided to go to Jay's house. Jay's parents worked on Saturday mornings, so they wouldn't be there to ask a lot of questions. He was really hungry, too, and the Gradys always had lots of good things to eat. Ben took a shower, and then he and Jay ate a huge breakfast. Orange juice, cereal, eggs, and toast. Ben had forgotten how much Jay liked milk. He drank a whole bottle. While they ate, Ben told Jay what had happened.
"Ben, of course I want to help you. But when Mom and Dad see that you're here, they'll call your parents for sure,"
said Jay. Just then, Jay's phone rang.
"Hello? Oh, hi, Sasha. What's up?" Yeah, actually he is here,"
said Jay, handing Ben the phone.
"Ben, where have you been? We've been so worried,"
said Sasha.
"What? Why are you awake so early, Sasha?"
Ben asked, confused. On Saturdays, Sasha usually slept until noon.
"It's Grandma, Ben. It's really bad. She had a heart attack during the night, and she's in intensive care,"
said Sasha.
"You have to come to the hospital right now."
Ben jumped on Jay's bike and raced to the hospital. He ran up to intensive care and found his grandmother's room. His parents and Sasha were sitting very quietly by her bed. The only sound was the beep of the monitor. His grandmother was barely awake, and she looked very bad.
"Hey, Grandma. How are you?"
asked Ben. His voice was shaky. She looked so small and sick. He kissed her, but she was too weak to answer. Ben's grandmother died that evening. The funeral was held 2 days later. The service was beautiful, but very sad. Later, when everybody else had left the cemetery, Ben's family stood by the grave for a long time.
"Goodbye, Mom,"
said Ben's dad. Tears rolled down his cheeks. Ben had never seen his dad cry before. He was always so strong and controlled. He and Sasha put their arms around him. Suddenly, Ben didn't feel angry with him anymore. If playing basketball was his dad's dream, he'd just have to forget all about acting. Ben played basketball every day. He gave it everything he had, and as the weeks passed, the team slowly advanced to the finals. Now they were up against Mount Bedford, last year's champions. It wasn't going to be an easy game, but with the extra weeks of hard work, Ben was ready.
"I'm going to win this game, for Dad and for Grandma,"
he thought.